This week on Eagles Unscripted, linebacker Michael Kendricks talks about the big win in Dallas and the excitement of making it to the playoffs. And I also caught up with quarterback Nick Foles about how he's embracing his role as a leader on this team.
Because if I know that you respect me and you know that I'm going to go out there and play hard and I'm going to do everything I can, you're going to listen to me. Whereas if you don't have respect and you don't really know me, how could you listen to me? You know, you'd be a fool.
Orton on the gun again. He's back. He puts it in the air, and it is intercepted by the Eagles. Michael Kendricks, he picks it off. Michael Kendricks with a pick.
Here you are in the spot that you dream about being in. Does it change anything about your intensity level preparation, or is it the same as it was first day of camp?
I think that's what where people get things confused. You don't have to change anything that you do. You know, what you're doing got you here. And anytime you try to step outside of that, that's when things get hard and things get confusing and things can fall, you know, by the wayside. So me, personally, I just try to stay consistent as possible, do what I do, that, you know, whatever I did that got me here, and hopefully everything will work itself out.
This is everything that you point toward. This is everything as a player that you want to be a part of. And then you're in that game, primetime in Dallas, one game, winner take all. What's going through your head at that second year in the league? What's going through your
head? It's nerve-wracking, man. It is, but it's so fun because the adrenaline is on another level. You know, this game is a game of inches, and if you're out of position, if you do something wrong, you know, just things can go so wrong. And, you know, as you know, football, you got to work through the ebbs and flows of the game. And sometimes, you know, it hit the fan last game a couple times, and just – it was nerve-wracking, but we got out of it, and we won, and I'm having a blast doing this. Having this year, so much better.
Watch this Michael Kendricks play. Dick LeBeau's got to be salivating, wishing he had this guy as an inside linebacker. Much like the Pittsburgh Steelers, you want linebackers that can get one-on-one situations with tight ends and backs and run sideline to sideline, and this guy has been flashing for the last 2 weeks, really, that we've been watching him. And now he's coming out here and dominating in the National Football League. He's turning into one of the best young players there is in the game.
Sunday night on the television broadcast, Chris Collinsworth is singing your praises as being as active as you were and doing as many things as you were. On the radio, national radio broadcast, James Lofton, a Hall of Famer, really? Is singing your praises in terms of the way that you're getting all over the field and being as active as you were. Is that something that you specifically have to bring to the table in any given game? Is it something that's on your shoulders?
I think it just comes natural. I'm playing football, and my job as a linebacker is to get the person who has the ball. To keep it as simple as I can, that's as simple as it is. But I do put pressure on myself to go out there and to be the best I can be, fly around to the ball, and give relentless effort, no plays off. I mean, that's my goal every time I go out there, is to make a difference.
Bright lights, big game situations, 2 weeks in a row, and now, for as far as this goes, the rest of the way, every game is a bright light, prime time, big game situation.
Big time.
How do players, every player kind of deals with that, I'm going to guess a little bit differently. How do you feed off that?
It's time to rise to the occasion, you know what I mean? Put up or shut up type of deal. And if you can't get excited for these type of games, then you're in the wrong sport. And I know the guys in the locker room, including myself, we're amped. I mean, you're on the biggest stage in America, you know, and you're fighting for something that you've wanted since you were a little boy. Words can't explain. This is what you play for right here.
So walk me through in a playoff week, okay, against a team that has a very specific style of offense that they run very, very well. As you go through, and it's a short week, because, you know, you guys get back here in the middle of the night, early Monday morning, really, and you're playing a game on a Saturday. How quick is the trying to digest what it is that they're trying to do and your defensive game plan? How quickly do you have that in?
Everything's been bumped up. So yesterday was New Year's, and for us, it was just a regular day. You know, that's the type of preparation we're going through, and that's the type of sacrifices you have to make when you have a short week. coaches are making sacrifices too. They, after our game, you know, the run tape was already up for the Saints. You know, we're, that's the type of sacrifice they're making. And when you see your coaches putting in that work and making those type of sacrifices, you can only imagine what they expect from you. So, like I said, we're in this together, and we've made the necessary sacrifices. So everything's bumped up. Everything's moving a little faster, and we're ready to go.
Is it like cramming for an exam?
Exactly, but I work at my best when I have to cram. I'm not the type of guy to, you know, study the whole time. I'm give me short facts, bam, bam. Give it to me short, give it to me fast, and let's play.
Dad was here a long time ago. You know, talked with me about that last year, the fact that it was interesting that you became part of the Eagles when at one time he was almost part of the Eagles on an NFL level. How proud was he with everything that's gone on this year and the other night? I can't imagine.
My whole family is proud of me. And, you know, I'm proud of my family. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do, you know, this at all. So, you know, just like a team, you know, we're in this together. Me and my family, we're in this together. So I feel like they feel that they're in the NFL as well, and that's an awesome feeling.
Probably gotten past the point, though, where Dad is going to be giving you a whole lot of advice about how to play the game.
Gives me the same advice. Like, he has the same things to say. All right, Dad. All right. Okay. I'll make sure to get low. I got you. I won't be overweight. I won't eat too much. I got you. Same stuff. And, you know, you can count on him to give you those pointers, but he's getting kind of old, Dad, so I got it. Yeah.
He's a dad, he's supposed
to
be.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
People are going to look out on the field on Saturday night. It's going to be cold. Mm. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. When they look out as that game is about to start, you guys are in a huddle. You guys are coming out onto the field. Who's going to be the voice that you're going to be hearing the most as you walk out there? Is it going to be one of your teammates? Is it going to be something from your past? Is it going to be something you learned when you were six? Is there any way to know that?
No, you just kind of take it as it comes. You know, every player has their own ritual and whatever they do to get ready for the game. And me, I kind of just say a little something to myself, you know, here to make a difference. You're the best. Take the field like you own it. 10 tackles, pick 6, sack. Like, that is that simple. That I mean, that's what I say every time I go out. Does it happen all the time? No. But it's just a quick little reminder of what your goal is in this game. And if you meet those goals, it's a, you know, it works for the team. It's better for the team if you meet those goals too. So
I didn't want to bring this up, but you forgot to stay low, don't overeat. I mean, you know, all those things that Dad was talking about.
But, all that can go out, you know, out the trash. At the end of the day, you're trying to get whatever your goal is done by any means necessary. Scratching, clawing, biting, whatever you got to do.
Win.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
If it didn't break, it's willing to go home. Willing to go home, boys. Give me your best. I'm going to give you my best. Yeah. Give me your best tonight. Yeah, hey. We don't leave here without the dog tonight.
Let's go.
We don't leave Dallas without the dog tonight.
Yo, that's a good TV right there. Go be great.
How much have you learned playing alongside DeMeco?
So much. I learn every day. He learns. He's still learning. I mean, there's so much to learn in this game. He's learning, but there's so much that he has taught me being a seasoned vet. The words can't explain. I learn every day. I'll still learn. I'm sure when I go in there after this interview, he'll have something to say, and that's fine with me.
You know what he did today? What? He had a Mountain Dew before the game and a code red Mountain Dew at halftime. Stay awake. He goes to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I was going to say,
awake. That game is flex next week. You get a bunch of Mountain Dew.
Trent obviously has been a big part of things. A couple weeks back in that game against the Bears, he was mic'd on the sideline talking about the fact that he had to have Mountain Dew beforehand because he was ready to go to sleep. Because he goes to bed early. He can't stay up late for these games. Man. But what has he meant not only to you but to this defense?
He's meant a great deal. And I don't even know if he necessarily knows how much he means to the defense and the transition he had to make from being defensive end to outside linebacker, you know, and all they're still on the edge, but you're asking him to drop. You're asking him to take his hand out the dirt. You're asking him to be patient and to not rush at times. I mean, the guy's made a huge adjustment, and I'm proud of him, man. You know, if we didn't have him, I don't think we win as many games as we have. So,
has Chip's demeanor changed at all from day one?
Mm-mm.
Not a bit.
Same. And that's what that's one thing I respect about him. He stays the same no matter what. You do what you do day in, day out. You don't change. Stick to the formula. Stick to the plan. And the results will be what they've been. So,
let me ask you something that people probably don't. Again, going back to last week, the week before, different set of personnel that you guys are dealing with. You know, this week you guys are facing one of the best tight ends in the game, mm-hmm. and one of the best quarterbacks in the mm-hmm. game. When you get to individual personnel, do you get caught up in thinking about who they are and what they're doing, or do you have to impose more of what you do, or is it a combination?
It's a combination. To be honest, it's a combination, but you always want to think about what you got going on first and foremost before you just worry about them, because you're a professional too. You're getting paid too. You're on the highest level just as they are. And just like them, you're a great player as well too. I mean, as good as Drew Brees and Graham are, you know, you kind of have to remember, you know, I'm here too. You know, I'm just as good, you know, and that's how I go about it. But at the same time, you have to respect who you're going against too. So both.
Does it make it, it sounds like a weird question, does it make it more special right now, more fulfilling, considering where you guys were last year?
It's more fulfilling, most definitely. You know, from going from last year to being NFC champs, you know, and playing in this type of game, is you almost feel like you've already won. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot more games to be played, and that's a bigger goal at hand too. So, but yeah, it's sweet.
I'm 24 years old, and I'm taking it in stride, one step after the other. I'm not trying to let it get too big to where it is overwhelming. But you know, it's a great city to play in. You know, you can feel the sense of energy in the city. And we as players have to keep working hard and keep it going.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
If the Eagles are going to win this game, they're going to have to do it on the arm of Nick Foles.
People seemed very, very concerned early in the season as you started to play well. Well, who's the starter? I don't get the impression from listening to you and the things that you said that was on your mind at all.
It wasn't, because all it is a label where it's a starter. Obviously, that is a position on a field, but to gain that position, you have to gain your teammates' trust, and that's what I've always believed in. You can name anyone the starter, but it doesn't mean that they're going to go out there and play well and be a leader. So I've always been a person that's, every day I'm going to approach it that in my heart that I am the starter. I am the guy that's going to lead them out there, because I want the ball in my hand. I want to be the one making decisions to put my team in a position to where we can be successful. So I just took it upon myself to prove to my teammates that I'm going to do everything I can for them. I'm not only going to be a guy they can follow, I'm going to be, you know, I'm in the locker room. You got to get along with everybody. You can't just be that guy on the field that can play well. I get along with the guys on the team. We have a great group of guys. We have fun when we're in the locker room. You know, if we're going to dinner outside of, you know, being in the facility, that's what it's all about, is that bonding. And, you know, it's just a continual every day in practice, showing them that, you know, going through reads, pushing them, you know, staying upbeat, because they're going to look at your body language. They're going to see how you say the plays. They're going to see your cadence. They're going to see your mannerisms. So just making sure every day I was giving it everything I could and can. And, you know, that's an everyday thing. It can't just be a, you know, I'm going to do a good one day and the next day I can take a little off. That's not what a quarterback is. What a quarterback is, you know, when the practice is, you know, dull, or, you know, sort of guys are worn out, you got to be that heartbeat. You got to get them going and give them that energy, because, you know, that's how you get better. And we have a great group of guys here that really buys into, you know, once again, what Chris brought in. And then, you know, I know as a quarterback, I got to be out there and make sure everybody, you know, keeps going.
When you're a young player, I guess it's got to be tough to think, all right, well, in this case, I've got to speak my mind. I've got to speak up. I've got to set an example. Because there's guys who are on the field that have been here for a long time. There are guys that have played in Pro Bowls. And, you know, now you're in a position where you're being asked to do that. Did it ever feel weird to say, well, you know, I'm not sure if I should speak my mind here. I'm not sure if I should be that person here. I'm not sure if I should lead.
There's always that process you go through, and it just goes back to proving it by, you know, the way you walk, the way you play, what you do when you're outside of this facility, how you handle yourself, how you handle yourself when you're working. Do you have a great work ethic? And I really, you know, firmly believe, and I always have, that, you know, anybody can go up there and just say it with their mind and just be rah-rah on stuff, and that's, you know, that's great. But when people respond, is if they know that person's going to do everything they can to go to war, and they have your back. So I wanted to prove to my teammates, you know, I want to be who I am. I'm not a huge rah-rah guy to where if I don't really feel like I have your respect, or, you know, I don't feel like I can talk to you, because I want to earn your respect. Because if I know that you respect me and you know that I'm going to go out there and play hard and I'm going to do everything I can, you're going to listen to me. Whereas if you don't have respect and you don't really know me, how could you listen to me? You know, you'd be a fool. So it's one of those things where I was going to prove to my teammates who I am by my play, you know, and that's in tough positions, throwing the ball, delivering fourth downs. That's crunch time, throwing a touchdown. That's, you know, when I'm dropping back, not seeing the rush in front of me and throwing it on a big third down and taking the hit. And it's all this, and keep getting back up, because my teammates are looking at that. They're looking at the quarterback. It goes back to mannerisms and how you get up, how you respond to adversity. So, you know, and I'm more of a, you know, by example. I'm a lead by example, and I'll talk to you on the side. I'll be a leader to your side. I've never been a guy to call out players, and, you know, I know growing up they want you to do that and stuff, but I've always been a guy, hey, pull a guy to the side and respect him as a man and talk to him about, you know, productively, and then, you know, he'll go out there and he'll play for you. He'll play hard. So that's how I've always led.
Being the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, with all due respect to Michael Nutter, the mayor, might be the hardest job in the city of Philadelphia because of all that goes on around you. And I've talked to guys about this in the past. There's a lot that goes into it, more than just playing the game. It seems like mentally, emotionally, you're pretty well suited to be able to work your way through that and stay on the beam that you're on.
Yeah, it goes from, you know, my faith once again in my family, just, you know, leaning on God to guide me and, you know, trusting in him in every situation, and then reading scripture daily and just getting into it. And I have a great family that's really been there for me, and friends. So I just take it one day at a time. I don't, you know, I know what's important day to day. I know what, you know, there's going to be distractions. But I know that if I eliminate those distractions and just stay focused, as you said, stay on that path, stay on that beam, you know, it'll make it a lot easier. And I'll be more effective as a quarterback here, as a person in this city, because being a quarterback is not just about going out there and playing on Sundays. It's about, you know, people look at you in this city. They look at, you know, it's a great city of Philadelphia with a lot of fun people here. And they look at you to see how you're going to respond to things. How are you going to do interviews? How are you when you're out in public? How are you when you're autograph signing? So that's where I lean on the good Lord to guide me in those situations, because it is a lot of stuff. I'm 24 years old and I'm taking in stride one step after the other. I'm not trying to let it get too big to where it is overwhelming. But, you know, it's a great city to play in, very passionate fans. You know, you can feel the sense of energy in the city, and we as players have to keep working hard and keep it going.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Orton starts. Oh, and it's intercepted by Brandon Boykin.
He looks right, he fires, and it's intercepted!